This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I am certainly overwhelmed today. I have not gotten to the WikiLeaks info yet. I have not gotten to much of the clips yet. We have Roger Stone popping in. We're going to have the big Haiti news tomorrow and Wednesday. I was going to do it today, but Haven was in the air delivering food. I don't want to get in the middle of that. So we're going to cover it tomorrow and the next day. Incredibly damning to the Clintons. Just Haiti is on fire with anger against them. People are dying. The UN is refusing to render aid. They've seen no Clinton Foundation support. And that dirty foundation is still collecting money for Haiti right now. I mean, I have entered the Twilight Zone. This is so bold. But not just by them, by their constituents. Let's back up to Kane and play the full clip. And then I'll get to the amazing Newt Gingrich clip, which, if it is amazing, I have to say it. I mean, it's what's so frustrating. Gingrich knows exactly what's going on. That's why he's a top operative. And for whatever reason, he's chosen to go with Trump because he's smart, thinks Trump's going to win. Or maybe he was like, he's like Darth Vader and going to get good at the end. I don't know. But it's very truthful, very astute, very piercing, very on target. And it's just, it makes it worse because I don't trust him. But it doesn't matter. It's coming up. See, it makes me like him, and I don't like that. You know how that feeling? Love, hate. Let's go ahead and go to the Tim Kaine clip. And this is all lies. She cheated in the first debate. It was two against one. He barely won because of the cheating. I think that's an accurate statement. But because he didn't attack, he lost with constituents. But overall, barely won. He annihilated her. Even most Democrats admit that. But Tim Kaine, the little bug-eyed bastard. It's not fair to bastards to call him that. I apologize. The little bug-eyed weasel. The man who I would cast to play child molesters in movies. I mean, I'm not saying he's a child molester. But, you know, all these fake allegations against Trump on sex stuff. All I'm going to say is he's like a pervert. Or he should drive a, you know, ice cream truck or something. But let's go ahead and go to Mr. Ice Cream Truck Driver.
Especially in the last couple of days, as Donald Trump has kind of started to go wilder and wilder, I think after, by all accounts, losing the first two debates, he started to make wild claims, kind of scorched earth claims about the election.
No, he knows he's winning in internal polling, and he knows you people are lying over and over and over and over again. And you want to play the part of the daddy, the authority who decides what the rules are and doesn't make wild statements while your surrogates say we're all racist and evil and Republicans get firebombed and you pull out all the stops and say he hates all Mexicans and do all this other stuff and then we up our rhetoric and actually cover what you stand for and you're crapping your pants begging us to stop. Because the latest internal emails show you guys are panicking that we're overturning your entire paradigm. So that's what's really happening. It's Trump is dealing you political death blows. You might try to steal the election. You might coast over the line here, buddy. But nationalism is rising, and you know it, turd basket. Let's go back to him.
Claims about the election being rigged, etc. So we have to keep putting out a message, and we need to call on everybody to speak out about the fact that we run elections and we run them well here. He shouldn't be engaging in those scare tactics, and so we're needing to push that message, and we ask GOP leaders also to stand up for the integrity of the American electoral process.
Okay, so let's be clear. They mean the GOP whores, the establishment globalists that have always been trying to sabotage Trump, that have been voting with the Democrats and the multinationals to sell the country. Out. I want to take this Kaine clip, though, and I want to show my original warning on the election, how they stole it from Sanders, Trump responding, saying that they're going to try to steal it, then the election officials coming out admitting it's already being stolen, Democrats, then the Fed saying they're going to federalize it to keep it safe from Trump and the Ruskies, but there's total integrity, and so Trump shouldn't say there's a problem. See, they know their constituents are so stupid they think socialism delivers when it delivers nightmares, North Korea. That they think he can sit there and say, there is no election fraud, it doesn't exist, but there's a total emergency and our election's in total peril, so the UN, the EU, and everybody else is coming in to control our elections. And they just keep doing this, and they keep doing it and doing it and doing it. It's like I do a whole rant and show 20 mainstream news articles where they admit that chemicals in the water are destroying fertility and creating asexual and bisexual traits in animals that are causing mutations. And I go, and then they claim I'm talking about gay frogs. They cut it out again and say it's about gay frogs.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Roger Stone's got big breaking news joining us at the bottom of this hour, former head of the Trump campaign. And the media has figured out one of his top advisors. Figured out a few other things, too, and they're not too happy. To say the least. I mean, we've got foreign occupiers in this country. We've got globalists that have conquered it via fraud. They think that they control the entire narrative, the entire paradigm, and they've totally discredited themselves in the attempt at using whatever influence they have left on weak-minded people, on childlike people. They have totally shot their wad. And I predict, no matter how this election goes, you're going to see a huge shakeup, and a lot of the pundits you see on TV will not be there after this election on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, because one way of trying to get credibility back is to bring in fresh faces. But this really is an incredible time to be alive, and they're throwing everything they've got at Trump with the mountains of confirmed lying and selling secrets and selling access to foreign governments and Hillary even representing other foreign governments for money. I never thought of that. She didn't just take money to sell out the U.S. She took money for access to get to the Chinese president and others. It's like, whoa! You think you know a lot, and then you get schooled when it's worse than you thought. So we'll go through some of that when Stone joins us. But I've got a lot of economic news. Again, Deutsche Bank is rolling over quick. They want to hurry up, get this election done, and then implode it, whether it's Hillary or Trump. But they know Trump's not going to go along with new banker bailouts and selling the country further out and losing more sovereignty. And that's why he endangers their entire apple cart. Now, again, I've said this in the last hour. I want to preface this. Newt Gingrich has written a lot of books. I've read them. Newt Gingrich has prefaced a lot of books. I've read them. He's a smart guy. He signed on as a globalist with the Rockefellers and Nelson Rockefeller's campaign. I do not trust him any further than you can throw him. And it's a good thing that Trump didn't pick him as his VP. But I'll say this. What he says in this piece I'm about to play is dead on accurate. And again, that's why he frustrates me, because I know he knows what's going on. I've read some of his books, but then what he does politically is something entirely different. But what he says here is absolutely on target. The video is Newt Gingrich owns ABC News, Martha Raddatz, who did the whole debate last week, over anti-Trump coverage. Listen to this very carefully.
You heard Tim Kaine talk about his concerns over charges of a rigged election. But Mr. Trump has been continuing to ramp up the rhetoric and tweets and speeches. Senator Jeff Sessions joined the course yesterday saying they are attempting to rig the election. So who are they, and how are they doing this?
Well, I think they are the news media. This is not about election officials at the precinct level. This is about last Friday when the networks spent 23 minutes on the Trump tape, and less than 1 minute, all three networks combined, less than 1 minute on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches that were being revealed on WikiLeaks. And you look at that and you say, I mean, I think it's amazing that Trump is as close as he is right now, considering the one-sidedness of the news media barrage. And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said, this is a coup d'etat. He said, 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
But you say it's not at the precinct level, but Trump has also told people to monitor polling stations.
They should. You look at Philadelphia, you look at St. Louis, you look at Chicago. I mean, again, I'm old enough. I remember when Richard Nixon had the election stolen in 1960, and no serious historian doubts that Illinois and Texas were stolen. So to suggest that we have, that you don't have theft in Philadelphia is to deny reality.
So you really think this election could be stolen? Do you believe that if Mr. Trump loses, it will be because of a massive conspiracy or fraud, not because more Americans voted for someone else?
I think that without the unending one-sided assault of the news media, Trump would be beating Hillary by 15 points. I think when you look at WikiLeaks and you look at all the things she has said, when you look at the deals in Russia that Bill Clinton made and that the Clinton Foundation made, I mean, all this nonsense by Kaine about Russia, it's Clinton, Bill Clinton, who got a $500,000 speech. It is the Clintons who got money for the Clinton Foundation from Russia. It is Podesta, who was on a Russian company advisory board that was apparently funded by Putin. So the news media's one-sidedness is the worst I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm old enough. That's a fairly long statement.
Bill Clinton settles rape cases. They accuse Trump of sexual assault for touching women or shaking their hands. And then it turns out the women are begging him for jobs or him to come visit them. Not 10 years ago when they said this. I mean, now. Basically, stalkers is what it's starting to look like. But they're in bed with the Russians, so they accuse Trump of being in bed with the Russians. I want to go to another one of these clips here. There's a bunch of these. Well, there's a second part again, which let's play first, and then I want to get to Chuck Todd interviews Mike Pence. Here's the second part again, Rich.
I'm just saying to you, there are clearly cases where you clearly have intimidation. There are cases where you clearly have theft. There are cases where you have people. There's a guy in California who was voting 24 years after he died. I mean, so to suggest to us that people who are concerned about honest elections are somehow nutty, I think is a mistake. Second, Trump's major complaint about the election is not polls. It's not at the poll level. It's at the news media level. This election is being rigged by the national media, who are doing everything they can to suppress bad news about Hillary and everything they can to maximize bad news about Trump.
You just heard me talk about WikiLeaks with Tim Kaine.
Yes, you spent how long of that session on Trump and sex, and then how long in that session? I'm just suggesting to you.
Let's talk a little bit about his language this week.
Okay.
And then she changes the subject. The numbers have been done. They're giving 20-1 coverage, depending on which story you look at. Some it's worse, to WikiLeaks that they're giving to the sex stuff. And anybody can turn the news on and see that. But that's not even the issue here. They're sitting there saying, we've got to federalize the election because it's the worst ever total penetration by hackers and the Russians. But Trump is insane. I keep going back to this because he's warning of election fraud. Think about it. Then, if I was Gingrich, I would have raised the point. Wait a minute. You're saying there isn't collusion with the media and Hillary? Look at all these WikiLeaks. I'd have them printed out. Where she's talking to CNN. Her people are telling him what to do. The New York Times, MSNBC, you name it. You're getting directives from her. You've been caught. But the woman sits there laughing at Gingrich. Like, oh, really? Oh, yeah. Like the Clinton News Network is connected to the Clintons. Now, going to the next clip, this is the VP candidate on, again, with another Democratic Party operative. I love how most of these people are admitted former top operatives of the Democratic Party. Whether it's Wolf Blitzer or whether it's Chuck Todd, or I mean, just all, most of them are. Stephanopoulos. Chuck Todd interviews Mike Pence. Here's a clip of that where they get into the women again and keep calling it substantiated. That's in the first part. And it's not substantiated. It's totally made up. It's past the statute of limitations on purpose. But then Pence gets into the conspiracy. Here it is.
Well, as you know, Donald Trump does not want to move off of this issue. In fact, he said he's been getting advice saying that, but instead he has been responding to every single accusation. Here's what he has said about a couple of the different accusers.
She's right. She's a liar. She is a liar. She's writing a story. Check out her Facebook page. You'll understand. I was sitting with him on an airplane. And he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you. Man. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
That was Friday, Governor Pence. You just dismissed it as just talk. We now have 9 accusers that have come out since you have said it's just talk. Do you really believe it's just talk?
I really do, Chuck. You know, what we have this week is a series of unsubstantiated allegations, and Donald Trump...
Let me stop you there. They're not unsubstantiated.
He's categorically denied...
They're not unsubstantiated.
He's categorically denied those allegations, Chuck.
You have firsthand accounts. They're unproven, but they are not unsubstantiated. You have a firsthand account.
Good pause.
We have somebody that disagrees with...
Something isn't substantiated till you have evidence or someone concurring with it. It is unsubstantiated. And most, now in criminology, they say over half of claims of rape are unsubstantiated. Does it go on? Absolutely. Do men abuse women? Absolutely. I have daughters. I love women. The point is, it's a weapon everybody knows that is used politically. How many women say, you know, after a divorce case, oh, my husband forced sex on me later, say, oh, that wasn't true, it was just political. Because that's what the lawyers tell women to do. This is what lawyers are clearly spinning. But watching Todd do this is so nauseating. Continue.
Agrees with that first-hand account, but they are substantiated, no?
Well, no, these are not substantiated accounts. These are people who have brought forward allegations going back, in some cases, decades. And Donald Trump has made it clear that he categorically denies that these things ever took place. But I have to tell you, it really is astonishing to most Americans that as these unsubstantiated allegations are treated with an enormous amount of coverage on this network and other networks, that revelations coming out of Secretary of State Clinton's years in the State Department and the Clinton Foundation are virtually largely ignored by the national media. I mean, we discovered this week that State Department officials actually directed contracts for the Haitian recovery after the earthquake to friends of the Clintons. And literally, that got almost no media attention, while those that stepped forward with these unsubstantiated claims that Donald Trump has denied were treated with headline news and continuous coverage. It's one of the reasons why so many Americans feel like this election is being rigged by a national media that's constantly trying to change the subject away from and practice willful ignorance
toward
the corruption and misdeeds and pay-for-play politics of the
Clintons. Let me ask you this.
I mean, if I was Governor Pence, I'd say, Todd, you work for the Clintons and Obama as a major political operative. Look at the media's full of you people. Then I'd go, what about Clinton settling all these sexual assault cases? You sit there shaking your head, looking all upset about Trump supposedly touching on women. And by the way, we have these women, some of them contacting Trump just the last year, asking for jobs or asking for him to come visit them and saying how wonderful he is. You contact thousands of women and you get nine of them to say stuff. You put a dragnet out, and that's why you're so discredited. But notice he hit on the key, and that was Haiti. The reason they want to run a national ad campaign with myself in it, trying to discredit Trump, is so Trump doesn't go with our intel. We went with the cargo planes, two aircraft. We sent crew to Haiti for 5 days. They just got back. I want to send them back. I mean, we hit a gold mine of evidence against the Clintons. And attention to this will help the Haitian people. It's a 360 win. People dying. The UN refusing to help people dying. Children dying. The UN there to just make you give the aid to them and then they disappear it. It's all on video. The Haitians just all over, mobs of people hating the Clintons like they're the devil because they know they stole basically all the money. No aid from the Clintons. Government officials saying how horrible the Clintons are. Haitians protesting them here in the United States. So Pence understands this. You know, Trump tweeted out one of our tweets today, or a couple of them, and they make a big national deal. Look, Trump did this. Trump tweeted InfoWars, and Trump tweeted Paul Watson and Prison Planet. And look, his son keeps tweeting, you know, Donald Jr. is the worst asset Trump's got. That's them trying to control the narrative, telling you what not to go with. Don't go with Haiti. Don't go with InfoWars. They only send crews into the war zones and have the proof. Watch. There'll be a debate within the Trump camp. We put this video out the next few days. Trying to keep it from Trump and trying to, don't send out an InfoWars report. I mean, they'll say that's discredited because stop letting Hillary control the narrative. It comes out of these internal conference calls and stuff with Trump when people are like telling him, They'll say you're racist if you keep saying we have to have a defense. He goes, it isn't true. I don't care. Forward. Ignore them. We're here to change things. We're not here to just go along with the establishment. We're revolutionaries. We want to overturn the globalist operation. That's why they're so scared. We're not trying to look at Alex Jones. He didn't check the poll numbers. He didn't fit into the demographic of this or that. He didn't manipulate this group. No, because I know about history and Americana and free market and taxes and regulations and political systems. And I know how powerful our system is. And I've read the white papers that are public by Carol Quigley, by Brzezinski, by Rothkopf, by Kissinger, by all of them. About the American system is too powerful. It will outproduce everyone. This is in the 70s. We must turn off the major systems of control and price fixing. And then we must transfer the offshore systems so that we can manage the different nation states between themselves. It's like in the movie Rollerball, where you've got one country can only do energy, another country can only do electronics, another country can only do transportation, and then they all break up defense because you can't have one group doing that. And that was kind of a movie about globalism and what they were actually planning. And then if you're a corporate exec in Rollerball, it doesn't matter if you're the international world champion that James Caan plays. They wanted his wife. As an act of power, one of the top global executives gets his wife. And that's why he finally stops following the orders and starts killing people out on the field to totally dominate and not give up when they want him to in a rigged game. For globalism, because you can't have one man or one team that's too strong. That has to fall. It's a metaphor for nations. The United States has to fall. James Conn has to fall. Houston, Texas has to fall for the New World Order. Because it can't have something that's better sticking its head up. Ever thought about that? It's all just thrown in your face. We get your wife. We get your kids. We run your life. Now you're going to lose. You're going to lose against Tokyo. You're going to lose. You're going to lay down. You're going to roll over. We're going to make sure your electricity costs three times more than anybody. We're going to make sure your gas costs more. We're going to make sure your education costs more. We're going to make sure your health care is crap. We're going to feed your kids poison. We're going to give them garbage media. We're going to dumb them down. We're going to have a bunch of hunchback demons like Chris Todd lording over a bunch of angry little nerds who are always angry at the kids that were cooler than them and want to run everything down. Just, my God, I'm going to screw them over. And they all write white papers about fluoride in the water, lowering your IQ, and they sit around and talk about you and your family, and then they go on Charlie Rose. A bunch of little pansies up there going, it's not that they're gay on Charlie Rose. It's just, it's something weird about effeminate guys going, he wrote the line about how you keep your doctrine. And they're all like hopping around laughing. You turn to another channel, and then it's like, another twit. Gruber going, thank God they're so dumb, we all scammed them. And the professors are all laughing. And you tune to another guy, Gibbs, is, yeah, we're lying about drones that don't exist when they exist. And clip after clip after clip after clip just celebrating overrunning everyone, celebrating screwing everyone, celebrating trashing everyone. These are our leaders because they can sit around and laugh at people. Because their rich parents sent them to Harvard, and they're all part of the club. Oh, and it's okay when they're fascists because they're gay. And it's okay when gay people have war with Russia, because then it's liberal. And when we steal 94% of the money from the Haitians, and we kill black people, and the UN literally craps in their water supply, it's okay because we bent our wrist. I'm gay, so it's all right. I'm supporting evil and bankrupting small businesses. I mean, it's just like, whoa, man. Whoa. It's not okay. So we've just given the country over to a bunch of rotten, decadent intelligentsia who in their own emails go, the public's waking up. Go to regional and class and race warfare. I mean, the WikiLeaks say it. We're in trouble. They're waking up. They still don't know what's going on, but they're not complying. We know that. I suggest we go with serious measures dealing with, what was the exact quote? Demographic control mechanisms. And that you just ship in a million Arabs from the most war-torn areas where if their mother was seen outside without a hood over her head, the son would be so upset he'd pour gasoline on mama and burn her. He'd cry, though, but he had to do it for Allah. Bringing in the most whacked-out loons you ever did see. And they say in the emails, this will be totally incompatible. Everything will go crazy. Then we'll come in and take everybody's free speech to not upset the Arabs. That's in all the new WikiLeaks. I already knew that a year ago, 2 years ago. I know their plan. I don't need another WikiLeak, another document, another thing where they admit what they're doing to us. I mean, just call these people on their bluffs, these arrogant, weird, like just cowards. Celebrating how they're ripping everybody off. And again, I want to explain. I'm not bashing those guys because they act completely effeminate. It's not even effeminate, whatever that weird thing is they do. It's that they're celebrating screwing people and consolidating the economy and giggling about it and are so disconnected, they're on national TV doing it. And it's always the same. These aren't real men. Real men cannot sit there and screw over little people and get off on it. And then call themselves the altruistic loving liberals. It was demographically inspired messaging. The unawareness remains strong. Imagine, this sounds like a science fiction movie. The unawareness remains strong, but compliance is obviously fading rapidly. The problem demands some serious, serious thinking, and not just poll-driven. Demographically inspired messaging. Race-based messaging. That's from a couple years ago. We're in crisis. Go directly to race war. And what's the new email? That isn't clear enough by Podesta. Sir, it's an Arab and his wife just shot everybody up. implement immediate cover-up in the media. Damn. I wish he'd been white. That would have been useful. We told you. I don't care if it's a white guy or a black guy shooting people up. It's wrong. They just seize on it. Because remember, when it was one crazy white guy shooting the black people, everybody's like, that's terrible, that's horrible. And it's like, that's right. All whites have guilt now. Take on your guilt. La, la, la. Do you give us your guns? Hey, but you got bodyguards. Shut up. It's okay if you're big daddy Michael Moore. He can have bodyguards. He's special. You just don't get him. Do you understand how that works? He's an elitist.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1140.
Mr. Trump, I'm not going to lay things out here that you don't already know, but I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November.
And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election's going to be rigged.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
America teaches everybody how to live in, quote, democracy. But what, you actually believe that they have democratic elections there?
If Hillary steals the nomination and then she openly is engaged in chicanery and things don't add up with Trump, you have to say it must be thrown out now.
Hillary Clinton
has had every advantage, every break given to her from the very beginning by this Democratic Party. It has been rigged.
The political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why about holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
It is clearly the case that when given truth serum, Debbie Wasserman Schultz vastly prefers Hillary Clinton to be the nominee, obviously, and to the extent there are things that can be done institutionally and largely to facilitate that outcome, they are being done.
When did the press see it as their role to protect the prerogative of the powerful? Actually, I think that's part of it.
And we're not going to recognize Queen Hillary if there's evidence of fraud. And guess what there is? She stole the nomination.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
How would the party pick a new nominee?
Today is the day. They're really thinking about maybe getting him off the top of the ticket.
He now looks increasingly like the kamikaze candidate. An implosion, the likes of which I have never seen.
The biggest problem we have is we have a very dishonest media.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Roger Stone just got out of the airport. He's in a car being driven. I tell you, they are demonizing Roger Stone in campaign ads. They're demonizing him all over the news. Now they've doubled down. I'm told they're running something like $20 million worth of ads in this new package. I'm told they're going to have multiple ads with yours truly in it, taking things out of context, twisting it, just like they've done Trump. I think they're just desperate to try to get Trump to moderate what he's doing, because the more he gets hardcore, the more they lose, like the last debate. I think he should destroy her in 48 hours. Wednesday's debate, we're going to have 13 hours of live coverage kicking off at 11 a.m., running past midnight. The final showdown, then we'll be 19 days out. We're 21 days out. But we have CNN host blaming firebombing of Republican HQ on Donald Trump. CNN says it's illegal for you to read WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton emails, but you can go to them. I mean, the arrogance of these loons is incredible. Roger Stone, we have his Bill Clinton rape shirt available that's sending shockwaves through the campaign, circumventing the media blackout on that, available at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as a limited edition Hillary for Prison shirt, now at cost $9.95. When they're gone, they're gone. I'm not printing anymore. So after the election, no more. All those great things come and go. Thanks for your support. We need the support. Roger Stone. Wow, I don't know where to begin. So much is happening. You were tweeting me last night and this morning saying, I guess you did predict that the October surprise might be war with Russia. That's what the Russians think it is. And we have declarations of war against them outside of Congress by the bureaucracy and Joe Biden. I mean, I've kind of set the table a lot of points. What do you want to tackle first, or do you have some wild card not on my radar?
Or being attacked by the President of the United States by name. He specifically attacked InfoWars. Now we learn that you are the subject of a Hillary Clinton attack ad. They just don't seem to understand that that which does not kill you makes you stronger. As you know, the Clintonites have now rolled out their third day of attack on me. Their new spokesman, incredibly, former deputy CIA director Mike Morrell, the man responsible for the Benghazi cover-up, wants me investigated for my non-existent ties to Russia.
Trump has got to take it to them, having the Benghazi guy who literally ordered the stand down for Hillary holding the bag has the nerve to call us traitors.
Yeah, no, the irony of this, of course, is that there's a piece in Politico now which says that the Clintons revile me. And they want my ties to Russia exposed. There are no ties to Russia. I've never taken a penny from the Russians. I have no Russian connections. I'm a loyal American. The problem I have with the Clintons is they're conspiracy theorists. You see, they expect us to believe that nobody died in Libya under her watch, or that the Whitewater billing records just popped up at the office, or that Chelsea Clinton is Bill's daughter, or that Danny Williams is not Bill's son. I don't know how they can expect us to believe all these outrageous and crazy conspiracy theories.
You know, I've noticed they attack what they know is strong. They keep telling Trump, back off election fraud. It doesn't exist, while they claim we're planning election fraud. It's oxymoronic. But it looks like Trump is really getting more hardcore now, like he did in the second debate. What What is your gut, or what are you hearing about what's going to happen Wednesday? Because, as you know, Axelrod is trying to get Hillary to drop out.
Well, as you know, Donald Trump kind of got out there and said that she ought to submit to a drug test prior to the debate. She sure looked juiced up to me. I don't think that's a bad start. Look, he's got to brush aside these women, these ringers, who have come forward and accused him falsely of sexual assault. None of them have any corroboration. None of them reported at the time. And now, with the help of WikiLeaks, we expose the fact that this is all some David Brock constructed fraud. The attack on me about the alleged advanced knowledge of the hacking of John Podesta's emails is an attempt to deflect from the substance of the emails. Just to say it again, I had no advanced knowledge. I've received no information, no emails, no files from WikiLeaks. I do have a source. The source tells me that two Wednesdays ago, when WikiLeaks appealed to pull back, it was because Secretary of State John Kerry threatened the Ecuadorian president with grave consequences if the Ecuador government did not silence Assange. Then there was a conference call with every South and Central American president in which they were told that if they did not pressure the government of Ecuador to silence Assange, there would be grave consequences.
And I should add, Assange had his internet cut today by a state actor, and so has now implemented a plan, I guess, to dump even more data as a failsafe. So I guess he's gone up a defense condition. He's gone from defense condition 3 to 2 is the word we're getting. And again, the New York Times, the Washington Post, they can interview Assange. You just went through an intermediary that went and talked to him. I mean, you've always been honest about that. And so they want to act like you're some horrible criminal and the FBI should come after you.
Well, look, as I've said, I would be happy to cooperate with the FBI. They will find nothing, zero. My only connection to Russia is a fondness for Russian vodka.
Now, I did do some research on you, as I do this on everybody that I, you know, am involved in and give truck to. Your only condition is there was a time when there were Russians reaching out. You called the FBI on them. Now, that I saw that in one newspaper. You want to talk about that? A long time ago.
Yeah, 30 years ago, maybe longer, when I was working in Washington for Ronald Reagan, I had a contact from the Russians offering to bribe me for inside information from Reagan's campaign. I went directly to the FBI and reported it. So this is a canard. There is no connection between me and the Russians. Ironically, of course, of all people to raise this question, Mike Morrell, this guy belongs in prison given his cover-up of the deaths of 4 brave Americans in Benghazi. That's the guy they roll up. By the way, Morrell should disclose. He is paid cash money by the Clinton campaign to make these false charges. He should be ashamed of himself.
Now, our October surprises are just the truth. I want to talk to you because you're, you know, good with the media, knowing how to get this out. We reached out. Gary Haven runs cargo planes every week to Haiti. He's been doing it since the earthquake. He's a billionaire. He's given reports, are some reports, is upwards of 80, 90 million, maybe 100 million. They all know him there. He lands. They all love him. He's there offloading food. It's not staged. We just say, the Clintons, rah! I mean, it's like you said, the devil. The Haitians, we already have video of their vice presidents and heads of their Senate saying they hate them. But it's like they're the devil there. Riots almost start when you bring them up. The UN, again, takes control of whatever food they try to give them. He's landing on these dirt airfields doing this. And then we've got people dying. They won't let them get out of their areas into the main city of the hospital. So Gary's having to fly them. People are dying while they're being flown. They're trying to save little kids that have broken backs and stuff. I mean, when you actually see what the Clintons have done and how much they're hated, this is powerful. And I don't know how we even put this out, because the left, everybody, they admit they stole the money. They don't seem to care.
Yeah, I've seen no stories in the New York Times about the grand theft in Haiti. Last weekend, I marched with a group of Haitians downtown outside the office of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, the single most corrupt individual in public office today, a shakedown artist, a guy who got caught trying to blackmail Donald Trump for campaign contributions in return to dropping his phony investigation into Trump University. What are the Haitians upset about? The fact that Schneiderman is investigating the Trump Foundation, but has no interest in looking into the rape of Haiti by the Clinton Foundation. We're going to be rallying again outside of his office in the near future. I was the only white guy there other than my friend Charles Ortel, and I was proud to be there and stand with these proud, brave people who see their country being destroyed.
Let me bring this up to you. You've been sending me text messages, victory or death. I guess you're getting that from Colonel Travis. What are the real numbers, as close as you can see it? What is the effect? It seems like all this woman stuff, it's been discredited. It turns out they're trying to get jobs. They're trying to get him to visit with them. He has emails. But the media won't cover that. So what does he do? Just say smear campaign, ignore it, move on, about globalism, jobs, better trade deals. I mean, what does Trump do? But first off, where is Trump right now? I mean, how would you say he's doing?
Look, I think that he is probably slightly behind, based largely on this media onslaught. I've never seen anything like this in 9 presidential campaigns. The media doesn't even pretend to be objective. So, for example, the report by CNN that it's illegal for citizens to read the WikiLeaks material. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's false, and they know it. It is very typical, I think, of what we're seeing across the board, which is why I continue to believe that the greatest danger is the theft of this election. Now, I'm disappointed, frankly, in the Republicans. The Homeland Security Secretary, Johnson, comes out and says that there's evidence that the Russians plan to hack our elections. The ranking Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, says that he doesn't need proof of that. He'll take Johnson at his word. Alex, there is no evidence of this.
But of course, this is their excuse to come in and federalize it. Since you mentioned CNN saying it's illegal, look at WikiLeaks. This is evidence of crime. It's out in the public domain. You have every right to look at it. They're telling you, with the arrogance of Cuomo, you have to come to us. You're not allowed to look. It's different. We're media. Anybody can start a blog and say you're media and it's public interest. It's a lie. So again, they're really trying to beta test some tyranny where they get a bunch of criminals hired in media that will go along with anything, including rounding us up, folks. That's why this is total war, as Donald Trump said. Here is Chris Cuomo, an embarrassment that this man is an American. He should move to North Korea. Here it is.
Also interesting to remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN.
So you go to him, the great gatekeeper. Here's another clip since we mentioned it. Chuck Todd, but we have another one. CNN host blames firebombing of Republican HQ on Donald Trump. So see, because we're not human. Because Trump supporters are racist. They sprayed Nazi on the building. It's okay to burn it down. That's what the Nazis did to Jews, folks. You dehumanize somebody. This is the rhetoric. This is their plan B. If it looks like Hillary's going to lose, just have all these groups get activated by the media and go out and burn everything down. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
So the Arizona Republic getting so many death threats over an endorsement is an example of how overheated the rhetoric is. Another example out of North Carolina today, the firebombing of a local GOP office.
Yeah.
We have no idea who's done this. We don't know if it's a Republican, a Democrat, a movement. No idea. Could be some sort of extremist, some sort of radical. Hopefully we'll get more information soon. But that kind of action is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And we need to have the temperature come down on all sides now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Donald Trump is the lead in terms of raising the temperature at this moment.
Donald Trump's the leader of raising the temperature. It's his fault. Other hosts said it was his fault outright. So, again, they're the ones saying racist, Nazi, evil, hate the Mexicans, the end of the world, you can't have Trump. But then when people fight back and say, wow, this is rigged, oh, how dare you? And it's your fault you got firebombed. Next level brainwashing, Roger Stone.
Yeah, look, they don't even pretend to adhere to the journalistic rules. So CNN, Fox, most of the networks carried the attack on me by the Clintonites, first by Podesta, then by this fool, Morrell. But it was only NBC who came to me for comment, and to their credit, they posted it and gave me equal time. These are no longer news organizations. These are propaganda arms of the Clinton campaign, and they will make up any lie or suppress any information necessary to try to elect this gravely ill woman whose criminality is oozing out of all these WikiLeaks.
Exactly. Next point. Let me ask you this then. Last time you had a little bit of the inside scoop on what you thought was coming in the debate, you were dead on with not shaking the hands, with him going on the attack. I know we don't want to tip our hand right now, but, I mean, my gut tells me Trump needs to now devastate. He needs to go next level, be calm and focused, ignore whatever they say, and just devastate her on the tainted blood out of Arkansas, on the Haiti situation, on her abusive women, just devastate her.
I totally agree. I think it's now time for the scorched earth. She has to be exposed as the wanton, vicious criminal that she is. And the tactics of her campaign are leaking through to the American people through the WikiLeaks. There will be more major revelations about the criminal actions of Media Matters for America and the money laundering felon David Brock later this week that will blow your mind.
Now, when you say felon, because you told me about this off air, I don't know if you wanted to go there yet. I mean, is it okay to start getting into the things?
Well, look, I don't have any problem with that. I'm overspeaking. He's a non-convicted felon. The money laundering he's involved in is a felony. If anyone on the right did it, if anyone associated with Trump did it, the federal...
Well, just like the WikiLeaks show, when Hillary is saying this is illegal, she goes, screw it, just take the money. Sorry, but you're saying to you it looks like money laundering.
Well, there's a terrific series of articles. There's been a detailed complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission. He's mixing nonprofit money with hard federal election dollars. That's money laundering. It's highly illegal. And as I say, if I did it or you did it, we'd be prosecuted.
Sure, but I meant the other thing you told me. That's not time for that yet?
No, I'd let that play out here a little bit. I don't want to step on other story. But, you know, there are some major... even larger revelations coming about
Boffin.
The criminality.
All right, stay there. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
I was talking to Roger Stone during the break, and he was saying, no, he's still ahead in most of the battleground states, but he might be a little bit behind because of all the demonization, the full court press. And he went on to just say, is the media claiming this hoax that he's done, it's over. The hoax he's done, it's over. Imagine if they said, Hillary's been caught lying in the emails. It confirms felonies. It confirms that she lied to Congress. It's over. It is over. I mean, we have her. It's not like women from 10, 15, 20 years ago saying he touched her leg on an airplane or an elevator. I mean, you got emails from him this year saying, please come see me. It's real meat and potatoes. It's bona fides. And so regardless of where this goes, the mainstream media has destroyed itself, and we're entering a new era, and Trump is basically, whether he wins or loses, a tombstone on this establishment, the Bush-Clinton dynasty. There's no way she gets in all sick with all this criminality coming out, and she's going to try to take down the press and stuff. I just see disaster. But they might start a war before then. Top Russian ministers believe that the October surprise, concurring with my analysis, is a war with Russia. Roger Stone, what do you think?
We're in a tunnel now.
It's okay. You're in a tunnel now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So, I mean, do you think war with Russia or this big cyber attack to elicit a response by Russia could be the October surprise?
Yeah, it's wag the dog. We are going out to provoke the Russians to provide an excuse, a pretext for war, so that we can try to justify Hillary's election. This is one of the most transparent gambits I've ever seen.
I was about to say, very 101.
Yes.
So what do we do about that? I mean, there's got to be some level of sanity in the government left to stop this.
Well, we can start with the fact that Donald Trump must raise it at tomorrow night's debate. In other words, when they say you're in bed with Putin, he needs to say, no, Hillary, you want war. I want detente. You want to engage the Russians over Syria, where we have no inherent.
And they're fighting Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
ISIS. And I'd say, what the hell are you doing taking $35 million to give over our uranium to them? I wouldn't do that. You know, you call me a Russian agent because you're one.
Yeah, no, look, they're asking us in Syria to choose between Hezbollah and ISIS. We have no inherent interest here. They will drive us to war to steal this election. Meanwhile, this entire meme that is going on in this country, the election's over, it's over, Trump's already lost, he can't possibly win. I've been in this business 40 years. I'm looking at the polling. There is no place that she has an insurmountable lead, and he still leads in a number of keystones.
And more WikiLeaks are coming out daily, but regardless, the Google numbers show people aren't concerned about all this made-up garbage with women. And I think we should just admit we're doing this to make a point. Don't be deceptive. But we should just put out the fake meme that Hillary is going to resign and that it's official and we have sources. Because that's what they do. And just keep saying it and have everyone know it's not true. But just have everyone just start saying it and have a meme war with them. How's that sound, Roger?
No, my understanding is that Axelrod wants her to step down. So,
well, sure, we could take him saying step down from the debate and expand and say, no, it's step down total. You want to just go with that? How about we just do it? We reconnect with him. I want to do five more minutes. And David Knight.
Tell Obama. It's a done deal.
Okay, so you cut out for a moment. So let's announce. So Hillary is stepping down, correct, next week?
That's what I hear. It's everywhere. Every major Democrat I talk to tells me that Michelle Obama is stepping in for Hillary Clinton because her health condition is so grave and because these disclosures are so damaging.
Stay there. Your Skype was cutting up. I'm going to come back in 70 seconds, give you the full you're breaking, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary to step down next week. Michelle Obama to step in because of grave conditions. You're hearing it here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones with Roger Stone. Hillary is stepping down. We're going to come back with a big announcement right after this, straight away, ladies and gentlemen. And there's more. Kathy O'Brien, who says Hillary Clinton raped her as a child, is going to be coming public as well. The rape victim of Hillary, straight ahead. Man, this is serious. Wow, it's over for Hillary. Rape victim, a young girl. Stay with us. Oh, my God. It's over. I'm done.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.